Well, good morning. How are all of you today?
Good.
Doing okay?
Yeah.
Are you pretty excited?
Yeah.
I would be, because it's church day.
And it's
awesome.
Mother's
it's Mother's Day. I forgot about that.
It's Mother's Day on Sunday, church day.
It's Mother's Day on Sunday, church day. That's a mouthful. Yeah. Well, today in the gospel lesson, Jesus was going and talking to his disciples. And for some reason, my microphone's wigging out. He was talking to the disciples and he said, "Peace be with you. I am going to send you the Holy Spirit." It had another name. The what? The ladder? A little mini theologian, pretty good. The love, kinda? No, the message would be in there, but it was the advocate. What in the...
I never heard that word before.
You and most other Christians have not heard that word before. Well, and let's make it even worse. Jesus doesn't just say, "I'm going to send you the advocate." What he really says is, "I'm going to send you the paraclete."
What's a paraclete? Heard that word?
You never heard of a paraclete? It's a little tiny bird that flies around?
No.
That's not it at all. The paraclete is, how can I put it? Well, the paraclete is a helper. Jesus doesn't want all of us to just be off on our own trying to decide what we're going to do, just sort of like a blank piece of paper, right? Jesus doesn't say, "Okay, I'm going up to heaven, see ya." Jesus gives us the paraclete. Can you say paraclete?
Paraclete.
Good. Can you say mono ultramicroscopic silicovolcanoconiosis?
No.
Me neither. Jesus sends us the paraclete, a tool. So Jesus could have just said, "You know, you, all you kids, you just go off and do whatever you want to do, and just, you know, whatever you do is just fine. It's fine. You don't need any help." But Jesus gave us a tool. So take a piece of paper. Just pass them out. Can you help me? Everybody gets a piece of paper. Here, let me just pass some of these down this way too. Here, just take one. Okay, here we go. Everybody needs one. You guys need a piece of paper down there. Here, I'll just take a stack, pass them down. Come on around. There you go.
I can take a piece.
Azure, here you go, buddy. Scarlet needs one. Don't forget Scarlet. So by itself, this is kind of cool. Paper's sort of fun. Whee! Paper! What can you do with paper on it? You can make paper airplanes. But I want to show you something that's kind of fun to do with these things. Okay, so take your piece of paper. Fold it in half.
Oh, fold it in. We're making an airplane.
We're not making an airplane. That's next month's children's sermon. Okay? So you got it all folded in half, nice and good. Anybody need any help? Anybody need a paraclete? Okay? Doesn't matter which way you fold it. Don't listen to your mother. It's Mother's Day. Don't listen to her. You can do it any way you want. You're off, y'all. Here you go, buddy. Just fold it. Okay, now, are you ready? Fold it again. Okay, fold it again. We did this in a much less organized fashion in the last service. Do you need some help? Here you go. I'll help you. Okay, we're going to fold it. Here, we'll do yours this way. Fold it again. Okay, now, you know what? Fold it again. Really? Seriously? Fold it again.
What is this that we're making?
It would ruin the whole children's sermon if I told you. Now, fold it one more time. It's Mother's Day, not Whiner's Day. Just fold the piece of paper as many times as you can. Okay, so you got it all ready to go. Got it folded up. Let me see your pieces of paper. You know what you're making?
No.
It's a paraclete. Seriously. It's a paraclete. Okay, one more time. All right, you ready? Are you ready? All right, here you go. Now, just take, hold the bottom. Whose is this? There you go. There you go, Raphael. That is some serious folding. So now just take and sort of spread out the top. So grab the two corners, spread out the top, but kind of keep the bottom together. So crunch down the bottom like this. Crunch down the bottom and fold it out. We're making a paraclete. Can I do yours? Yes. Here. So you got the bottom. I know this is taking way long, but the other sermon's a lot shorter. Okay. So take and twist the bottom. Just hold the bottom together. Pull out the two corners. Bum, ba da bum. What do you have?
No.
You have a paraclete. You know how you know that it's a paraclete? Just hold it out. Okay. It's so beautiful. Watch this. What do you feel?
When I...
No. You are feeling the Ruach of God. Ruach is the Holy Spirit, God's holy breath. And that's what the advocate is. The advocate is God's Spirit blowing over us, helping us. It's blowing us all over the place. So you see, God doesn't just leave us alone. God gives us the Holy Spirit, a kind of tool so that we can feel God's presence. Now, I'm going to give you more paper. You can take all you want, because during the boring sermon, you should make paracletes for everyone around you. Okay, so enjoy. You are now paraclete makers, and I'll get to that in the next sermon. My paraclete. Thank you. You guys can go back to your places.